Montreal graffiti artist Peter Gibson, also known as Roadsworth, made headlines in 2004 when he was arrested and charged for using city-owned property as his canvas. For many artists, the use of public space is important to display their work, so I caught up with Roadsworth to find out why. Now, it's been a while since your work started a debate over art in public space here in Montreal. Do you think that the situation for artists who may want to follow the type of work you do still face challenges?
Yeah, I think they definitely still face challenges. I haven't tested it out myself, but I know that there's still a fairly vigorous campaign to clean up graffiti in the city of Montreal, and there's the political will behind it. And graffiti, you know, I think a lot of artwork falls under the blanket of graffiti, but I think it's a challenge. I think people should try and push that envelope a little bit, because it's one that needs to be challenged and continually challenged. It seems that it's a sort of unresolved. There's some unresolved issues surrounding public space, in my opinion, and I think it's only by, you know, pushing the boundaries and questioning those issues that things are going to improve, depending on your definition of improvement. But in my opinion, improvement would be more representation of artists in general and a more balanced representation of expression in general. Right now, it seems like there's a monopoly on more or less advertising and sort of state instructional signage, and I mean those seem to be the only two sanctioned forms of expression, and there needs to be more. But I think if people want to express themselves, they need to do it in a find sophisticated ways in which to do it. And you know, I think graffiti, I think the majority of the population is against graffiti in general. Not that graffiti doesn't have sophistication and isn't sophisticated, it's just that I think the language needs to develop and needs to become more varied in order for, you know, the general public to support it. And that at the end of the day, it's the general public that's going to determine the political will to open public space to other players than corporations and government.
Now, how important was the public in your own case? Because I realized that a few years ago, when you were going to court, where you were charged and you went to court, and the public seemed to support your work.
I think it was very instrumental in me getting off with a relatively lenient sentence, for one thing. I think perhaps if I had maybe fought a little harder or dug my heels in and attempted to make a case or a crusade out of my particular case, I guess there's a possibility that I could have made a more significant, or the case could have made a more significant impact in terms of precedence if I had, you know, proven my case, obviously with the help of a good lawyer, successfully. But well, I don't know if unfortunately is the word, because I did manage to save my own skin, which is important to me, but unfortunately, nothing really changed as a result of my case in a legal sense. I think maybe, hopefully, it maybe changed some, ruffled some feathers or changed some attitudes, but it didn't, I don't think it had any kind of precedent changing effect or anything of that nature. But yeah, the public was very instrumental in, I think, in saving my ass anyway.
Do you see a different outlook here in North America towards the kind of artwork that you do? Like maybe, you know, stencil, graffiti. Is there a different outlook here than, say, as in Europe? Because I've heard that you've been commissioned at a few different places to do your work.
Yeah, I don't know. People ask that question a lot. The old Europe versus North America question. It's hard to say, because I've been arrested in Europe and I've been arrested in Montreal or Canada. So, I mean, I know the laws in the United States in particular are notoriously stringent on graffiti activity in general. But I believe, I mean, Montreal in itself as a city has been fairly open to my, you know, in so far as I've been hired to do work here, and I've even obtained permissions to do a lot of work here in the city of Montreal since my arrest. So, you know, Montreal is at least open to a legal forms of street art. I think the issue is often one of control. And I don't know a single state or country that is, I think what is threatening about graffiti or street art or whatever you want to call any form of unsanctioned expression is that it's exactly that, it's unsanctioned, it's beyond control. And that is, I think, the significant point. It's not the fact, it's not the form, it's not that it takes place on the street. I mean, we were familiar with states sponsoring public art, but it's the issue of control, and I think that's what, you know, purists at least will say that is important about street art, is that it is unmediated, it does not, a permit is not necessarily required to go out and do something, and I would agree with that. And to date, if that's your definition of strict definition of street art, there's not a single country in the world that I know of that is permissive of it. Barcelona maybe at one time, when I was there at least, but apparently that's changed. I hear that's changed a lot. So I think there needs to be, I mean, if we really believe in freedom of expression, and as North Americans, that's something we supposedly believe in, and Europeans too for that matter. There has to be some flexibility somewhere, some forum, some area for quote unquote free expression. I understand that there are, you know, well, in Canada at least there are, you know, hate laws and I guess, you know, it's hard to, I mean, I have my own opinion on that matter. I think that, you know, it's better, in my opinion, if there is hatred out there, I'd rather see it. I'd rather see it on the surface than it have it suppressed and repressed. And I think it's better to be aware of these things. But, you know, at the same time, I understand the inflammatory nature of that kind of messagery. And that's, I mean, that's one example of why states would want to control expression. But I think it's possible to maybe have certain controls of that nature in place and still allow for a certain freedom of expression. There needs to be more flexibility in general. There needs to be more, let's say, free walls. There needs to be areas that are open to free expression. Like, I mean, there are enough vacant spaces in any given city. There are enough, you know, there's enough gray concrete overpasses and what have you that could easily be given over to some form of expression, and that would give also more credibility to the anti-graffiti campaign, in my opinion. Not that it needs credibility, but it does from my perspective.
I was reading that you first got started doing street stencils, spray painting, you know, bicycles, you know, because of the lack of bike lanes in the city. Do you look at your work as a political statement?
Yeah, I mean, I guess to varying degrees. I mean, I've done work that is political and some that's a lot less political, explicitly political. I mean, I think there's always that undercurrent in what I do, just because I'm. I guess interested in politics. I mean, again, what is politics? Politics. I mean, I guess you have to, it's semantics at the end of the day as far as I'm concerned, because everything is politics, especially in cities. I mean, is putting bike paths down on the street political? I don't know if it's political, but it's something I want, and it's something I'm trying to have, trying to create a voice or trying to express. I mean, yeah, I guess that's politics. I think too many people are removed, myself included, feel removed from the process, feel powerless, feel like they have no bearing, no influence on decisions that are made and what happens, and they don't if they don't speak up. I mean, you'll never have any bearing. I mean, a lot of us, I mean, it's not just in Canada, but I think it's sort of part of the culture to complain about the weather and also how crappy our politicians are, or what's not working. But very few people actually will take the time to to speak up and, you know, do something, or, you know, well, not very, there are a lot of people that do. And I guess it takes, you know, I'm also somebody that, you know, gets lulled into the complacency of, you know, your busy everyday life. But I think it's important to try. And I mean, people have moments, I guess, where we're moved enough to want to actually say something and take a risk and go out on a limb. And that's kind of what I did when I started painting bicycle paths. I wouldn't say that I've maintained that level of commitment and activism, you know, throughout my life. By no means have I, but it is something that every once in a while bubbles to the surface, and, you know, you can't contain your, whether it be, you know, sense of injustice or a sense of a desire for change, or, you know, perceptions of, you know, what's not working in a city and what can be changed and what can be made better. I mean, I think we all have our opinions and views, and I think people should make them heard. I think we're way too docile. People are, in general, are way too docile given the issues that we're facing right now. I mean, I think there's cause for, you know, I think there are many reasons to speak up and many reasons to act. And I wish people would, there was a more spirit of sort of, commitment and engagement, and from myself included, I you know, but it, you know, I guess it's I guess these things happen when they happen, and when people feel the urge.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
No problem.